ahead.
It is Erev Pesach today, and we have Siyata Deshamayim, that the bracha that we are going to discuss today is the perfect tachana for the Leil HaSeder. The bracha we say every morning, Shelo Yosani Oved. We are not a servant. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael is the Ben Chayrim. We are the only nation that are really Bnei Chayrim. Every nation has its leader that they're subservient to. More than that, every nation has the Eved Ki Imloich, the Yitzhahara, which is the most prevalent factor in their lives, driving them to do all kind of things which are not good for them and not good for mankind. The selfish behavior guided by the Taivas, the Tzoynas of the Guf. But we are the Nechoyim. And that situation that we are transformed into Nechoyim started at this night, the night of the Leil HaSeder, like it says, in the Yerushalmi, in the Medrash, the Chatzos HaLaila, when the Bechoyers were dying from the Magefa, Paro went out and his voice was heard in the entire Mitzrayim. Miraculous Koyach that he had. And he said, till now you are Avdei Paro. Now you are Avdei Hashem. Now you're out of my jurisdiction. You're under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's in Yirat Hashem tonight, by the Leil HaSeder, with tremendous excitement. We're going to say that, Halu Avdei Hashem, at the end of Magid, you had Tzaddikim Gdol Yisrael spent a long time saying this with instructions, with emotion, recognition of how much we have to be Makir Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a person is the Eved always. People try to throw off the yokes, emancipation, freedom. But the person is always an Eved. The question is, Eved to what? Is he an Eved to his Yetzirah? Is he an Eved to his boss? Is he an Eved to everybody around him that has to find favor in their eyes and play games? Not do what he really wants to do because he wants to look good. Or can he be an Eved Hashem? The Eved is the person that we want to be and we all are as much as we can. I recognize, like we said till now, I got up in the morning today. My neshama is back. My guf is working. I have my seichel, all the brachas we spoke about till now. I have a special seichel of Klal Yisrael to understand the Torah HaKadosh. I have an ability to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have an ability to every act I do to be a maisa of Avodat Hashem. Kavuvan, today it's Erev Pesach. Achana, to go into the situation of repeating Avdei Hashem, try to focus a little bit, sit down a few minutes at all the challenges we have in the course of the day. There's a lot to do. We have to prepare for the Seder. Soon we're going to be burning the Chometz or have it done by a Shliach. We have to remember to be mafia the Chometz. We have to make all the major preparations for the Seder, make sure we get a little bit of rest if we can, and surely that the children should get a rest beforehand. There's a lot to do, but remember, it's all Avdei Hashem. We're excited about this. We have chores to do. We're doing this for COVID, this great moment. And if we're excited about this, the entire family will be excited about this. This is something that disturbs us. We'll be able to control ourselves. Because getting angry, Chas V'Shalom, is because we show ourselves that I have to be in control. And that's why I get angry when people don't cooperate. But if I'm an Eved Hashem, I realize, Adarabba, I towards Hashem are not perfect. Those towards me don't have to be perfect either. We'll find a way of getting to work. We won't have to leave everything hefka. But without anger, Chas V'Shalom, a feeling of simcha, we're going towards the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So once again, driving into ourselves, making real the feeling of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. When he talks about bitochen, he says the person has to have full bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the full bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is like an eved, a servant, who has a master, and he knows he has nothing that he can do by himself. He has a good master, he can rely totally on his master. If he needs food, he has food. Clothing, he has clothing. Housing, he has housing. If he has a medical situation, he has a good master, he'll find him the right doctors. That's the mitzvahs of an Eved. He has a clear picture of bitachon. He has no one else to be bitachon. If his master is good to him, it's good. If his master has to show, would not be good to him, he has no hope, because no one else could save him. He's not independent. That's the picture we have to have for ourselves. We have a master. We have an Odin. We're not Stam an Odin that we don't know if he cares about it or he doesn't. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us more than we care about ourselves. He created us only for one purpose, to be mated, to do good to us. And he's aware of every little thing that's happening by us. So maybe every need we have, he's always taken care of. That's the Bitachon Hashem. Shalom Yisani Oved. Just like we said, Lo Yisani Goy means not a Goy, but a Goy Kodesh. Also, Shalom Yisani Oved. He shouldn't make me, he didn't create me as an Eved, a servant. And not like the rest of the world, but a servant to all kinds of other things. But this Eved Hashem, a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a greatness. As we know, tonight in Yetz Hashem, we're going to be reliving Yisiyat Mitzrayim. Chayv Odom Liris Atzmo Kilo Yotze Mitzrayim. Everybody has to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. We're going to try to start things on time. And as much as we can, have everything prepared and set up before the night, even the table fully set up before the night. Remind ourselves of all the different things we have to bring. And if for whatever reason it is, something was forgotten, chas v'sholem, not to be upset, not to blame anybody. Because we're this exalted nation. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding everything, and we have that nisoyon, that things were not made the way we expected, or something was forgotten, to say that. You know, just run through your mind all the different things you need for the car, make sure it's prepared, the pillows, the kittel. Don't wait till afterwards to try to find the kittel, the pillows, cups. Open up the bottles. Yeah, all the things. Kolpanim, like we say every year, Chayv Adam Liris Atzmo Kilo Yotze Mitzrayim. And part of that is that a person feels a tremendous excitement. I won the lottery. The Gemara in Pesachim describes about Nachman told his servant, Doru, he said, what would be if there was an Eved? You're an Eved. If an Eved had a situation that he was an Eved, and then suddenly his master said, go free, and he gave him loads of gold and silver, what would the Eved do? And the Eved said he will be Meshabeach, he would praise and be so thankful to his master. Reb Nachman said, oh, you parted us from saying Manishtana. The Manishtana was saying, whether our children are saying, or our wives are saying, or we're saying it to ourselves. But that's what we're doing. We want to rouse for ourselves interest. There's something interesting going on, unusual going on tonight. You know, if I'm buying myself, I know that. That's a mitzvah to do it, but pay attention to it. Get involved. Ask myself, 1 second, something unusual is going on. I'm not just doing another Seder. Something unusual is happening tonight. We have the tefillah, the kapas, and the moron, the charoises. We have the matzah, the subim, all the signs. Some of them are signs of moron, of avdus, and some of the signs are charoises, and the subim, and tibu, matzah. Matt says both ideas, but that's what they're all about. When we look at them, when we see them, and in the course of the Seder, when they stay at the head towards the end of the market, which is an integral part of the market, also Matzazu, Morze, all these things, pay attention to what we're doing. This is something that is not only commemorating, but helping us relive that feeling of how externally, we were forsaken, how much stars we did have then, and how just by turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Tzakul Hashem, we turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did the mitzvah he requested, and he redeemed us from Mitzrayim. and then think to our present state. we have the hardship now of this magefa going around the entire world. When I was cleaning my room the other day before Pesach, I had an article that was just a little bit over a month ago, and the article started that the second person in New York City was found to have this corona disease, some Jew in New Rochelle. Doesn't make a difference who he was. The second one sounded, okay, second one, so what's the big deal? What's everybody making a fuss about? And Rachman Lassan, we see just within a few weeks, people don't remember how short a time ago it was. At that time, there were tens of thousands, and now there's over a million people affected by it. Entire planet is infected by it. And that's what it is. We see here also the koyach of one person. It started from one person. One person had this disease, and it turned the whole world upside down. Midat Tov Meruba. Doing good things is much more powerful than doing aveiros. We should realize this is something we could take out of it also. If one person could make destruction in the entire world, one person doing a mitzvah could save the entire world. That's what we believe. One mitzvah could save the entire world. And that's our opportunity to transform every mitzvah we do from now on to be a more powerful mitzvah. We know that the cheshbon of mitzvahs is not just according to the numbers. It's according to how serious we take them. Should be all the bizarre. So once again, had an exalt feeling, Shalayas on the Ovid. You didn't make me an Ovid, but I was Zeicha, and I decide for my own free will to, I want to be an Eved Hashem, a different level of existence. And with that, Mr. Sam, we're going to be an Eved Hashem, not just when we make the bracha, and if we make the bracha again, we can just think over the idea now. Today, I'm going to start being more of an Eved Hashem. All the challenges I have in the course of the day, if they're going to be frustrations, the Seder. But I remember I'm Eved Hashem, Hashem is guiding me, and Hashem set up the situation. And we're going to get past it. I'm not going to lose myself, Chas v'Shalom. I'm going to keep a positive, excited attitude towards it. Yes, we can't do everything the way we want. We can't do the regular Be'er Chometz today. Even so, the Seder, we're going to say the Kol Chamiya afterwards, getting rid of our Chometz. And there are those that say, at the same time, we're thinking about a time when I get rid of all my spiritual chometz, or my gaiva, or my kas, or my taivis, or my bandidis. I want to get that nochri out of myself. I want to be a total Eved Hashem. I don't want to be Eved Ki Imloich. I don't want to be like the Eved who fools himself to think that he's in power. We're not in power. Hashem is in power. And how fortunate we are that Hashem is in power. And together with that, we'll go through the rest of the day as Avdei Hashem, with the tremendous Simcha, when we come to the Leila Seder also. Yes, we're not with all our families. I'm not with all my family. And nobody is with their entire family. Some maybe are, but very few aren't. And the Simcha, if the wife has to ask the Manishtana, the Seder, she'll have the courage and fortitude to say, you know, Hashem, you want me to be in this situation, I'm a Kabbalist. I know this is for the good. This is going to make wonderful things for Klal Yisrael. This famous Meiser, Chaim Meiser, the great Gadol, had to eat on Yom Kippur, and it was very hard for him to eat. And there was another tzaddik next to him. When it came time for him to eat, he ate the Simcha. He said, this is a Ratzon Hashem, to eat on Yom Kippur. I'm doing it L'Foy L'Kodesh Bohu. And Chaim Meiser always used to say, that person is a bigger tzaddik than me, because he had more clarity that we're in the hands of Hashem. If I could daven with a million, I daven. If Hashem says I can't, I don't. If I have my family together with me, I have to let us say the good. And if Hashem says not, that's just as good. It's all to be mekayim the ratzon Hashem, mitzvah Hashem, l'sho Hashem. Not only are we avdei Hashem, but we're excited about it. We realize that's our greatness. And mitzvah Hashem, Hashem will redeem us soon. We know that the matzah is considered lechem dasvosa, the bread of healing bread. There's a whole complicated gematria about being tied for the kapas and the salt water, and some gematria that comes out also a refuah for magefas. Whatever it is, everything is a refuah for magefas, because the whole magefas is to bring us to Hashem, and we come back to Hashem. We show Hashem how excited we are. We'll be zeicha soon. Mashiach will come. We'll be shoyach v'chamosei al agoyim. Shelo yudu and we will be Nesaro Lashon Abba, Yerushalayim, Habnuya, Bimheiro Yomeinu.